Welcome to Lynn Cullen Live, talk radio without the static. Email your questions and comments to lynncullenshow@gmail.com. And now your host, Lynn Cullen.
Somebody called my name? Hey. I heard it. How you doing? I begin with trepidation. I do. As I don't have anything to say. Why do you think I should have something to say? What do you guys have to say? No, I just seconds ago got a text from someone I was going to see today, and she's got COVID. Well, guess I ain't going to see her. Oh God. Whew. I know. None of us signed on for this. Wind's picking up out there. I do like that, up to a point. Weather, that Virginia I-95 thing. Whoa. I mean, whoa. And I was thinking that as I look at news and what's happening in our lives, you see that, I mean, people, I'm sure we all have a certain capacity to roll with the punches. But then sticking with that metaphor, if the punches just keep coming, sometimes you end up, you know, on the floor, unable to get up. And I was thinking about, you know, let's say you're dealing with all of what we're dealing with. If you're like me, the two great anxieties that you're living with are the possible loss of our democracy and the rise of white nationalist fascism in your country. And the other is this damn pandemic. Not wanting to get sick yourself, not wanting anyone you care about to get sick, not wanting to spread it to anybody else, not, you know, the concerns about doing risk assessments 10 times a day. So you add on to that normal life stresses. And obviously, if you're a parent of young children, whether school is open, whether school isn't, and do I work from home? Am I been told to get all of that? I guess we'll put it under the pandemic anxiety. So you got the pandemic, you got the potential death of our democracy, and then something like that. December wildfire in Colorado that wipes out 1,000 homes, bang, in the blink of an eye. Not a place that had thought itself vulnerable to, you know, that's supposed to happen in California. Okay, so imagine that. And then imagine maybe a mass shooting down the street. Or you're trying to get to work and you end up spending 36 hours freezing and hungry, trapped on I-95. It seems to me, what scares me is the brilliant thought I had last night, that this level of constant chaos, meaning in our minds, of the constant chaos of our existence now, really is destabilizing on an individual level in our own little psyches, destabilizing within families. You look out your window and you see more chaos. And what is the human response to this level of constant trial and fear and concern and anxiety? The human response is, stop it! The human response is, fix it! The human response is, make me feel safe! Yeah. And I say this because in times like this, people often don't think well. Their primitive parts take over. And my fear is that for many, 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 many people now in this country, it's all I'm talking about is in this country right now, although you can see it around the globe, people saying no mas and people wanting Big Daddy. People wanting someone fix it. And I say this because my fear is that we see, as we see America and many Americans flirting with authoritarianism, because one thing with authoritarianism is it's not complicated. You do as you're told. Democracy is complicated and messy. And since our lives seem now so complicated, complex, chaotic, messy, why wouldn't people increasingly yearn for someone or some structure that will give them a measure of peace, of certainty? Democracy never gives you certainty. Democracy is by its nature loud and boisterous and argumentative and constantly in flux, constantly changing. Having a Big Daddy someone who can make things seem as nuts. I don't know. It just occurred to me that in a time when we're seeing people losing it and believing things that aren't true and making themselves into mobs, and the just under the surface level of violence you can feel in the country now, just ready to breakthrough. This is a bad time to have all of these things. The climate change is the big third aspect, because whether it's true that it's behind much of this crazy weather that we've been seeing, the fires resulting from the drought, the 90 degrees in December, the fact that it can be warmer in Anchorage in December than it is in Roanoke. I don't know. I mean, just this kind of stuff that turns everything we thought we knew about how our world functions is thrown up and sort of all at the same time. And that to me is scary, because I do think people who are feeling frightened are easy pickings and will willingly give up freedom for security, a sense of security. I'm just saying that as I read the tea leaves, I don't see reason for hope. Oh, sorry, my friend just wrote back. I'm just bad luck. I have all the shots. I got the booster. I've been careful. Yeah. Well, that text could be one that you or me could be sending out tomorrow.
Right.
I just want to say, folks, I almost said guys. And I do think of guys as a neutral term. Where I'm from in Wisconsin, we use guys as for girls and boys. Hey, guys! So I don't think of it as a masculine term, but I suppose some people do. Anyway, I opted, just on the spur of the moment, for the more inclusive folks. Good news. I have some good news. A little late in coming, but good news it is. Guess who isn't going to run for office again? Guess who will be leaving his post in November, I guess January, when the next guy gets sworn in. Somebody equally reprehensible, probably. But the probably worst human being in Harrisburg, which takes some that takes some heavy lifting to get yourself to that position. Daryl Metcalf, ladies and gentlemen, brought to us by the fine folk in Cranberry and surrounding environs, has decided to hang it up. Actually, there was a quote, because when folks like Daryl Metcalf decide to hang it up, they invariably will say something like, well, what he said, let me find it. He said, after family discussions, prayerful consideration, and affirmation that God is calling me. Do you hear? Daryl, let me do my God voice. Daryl. So Daryl Metcalf prayed, and damn if he didn't hear God calling him. And God said, time, Daryl, for a new adventure in your life. After you have spent so much time in Harrisburg helping to make Pennsylvania backward in any way that you can, letting your homophobia run rampant, it's the reason, he is the reason that our gay friends, neighbors, family do not have equal protection under the law in the state, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, because of Daryl Metcalf. He's one of them good Christians whose everything seems to be about not being kind to one's neighbor. It's an odd kind of Christian. I don't understand it. Maybe it's because I don't go to church, so I don't get the preaching that comes along with creating so many Christians in this country that are haters. When I think, isn't Christianity, if I were to boil it down into one word, what would Christianity be about? My sense of what Jesus of Nazareth was preaching. And, I'm going to boil it down to love. Love. Be good to people. And so when Christians are, are like Daryl Metcalf, I don't know if Christians want to try a rebranding of sorts to, distance themselves from some of their fellows. Incredible. All right, guys. I'm looking at a note I made here. I guess while opining about one of the worst people in Harrisburg, I see that I've also noted something that one of the worst people in Washington, D.C., and man, that is a real, that to get to the top of that dung heap really, really, really takes some hard work. And but that's the kind of work that Ted Cruz has put in. And I happen to see that Ted Cruz has now said, and I have no reason not to believe him, that when the Republicans take back the House of Representatives in a year, they will move to impeach Joe Biden. Now, my first thought was, for what? what did he do? What impeachable offense has Joe Biden? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I'm just telling you, we're heading into some interesting times. Oh. So tomorrow's January 6th. I don't know the proper way to commemorate such an anniversary, but I suspect that a moment or two of thoughtfulness about the import of what happened that day and of working tirelessly as much as we can to bring to justice those who brought us to that horrible, horrible day. I just don't know. I see all the networks are pulling out, documentaries about, I mean, we all lived it, right? But I do think it bears repetition. Especially when you have Republicans continuing to suggest that it wasn't that big a deal. Nah, no. Erecting a gallows, calling for Mike Pence to be hung. It was just, fun and games. I don't know what it is with Democrats. They never get the joke. Or I don't know what it is with Republicans. They can't tell a joke. I'm going to be all over the place, guys, okay? Sometimes I can segue from one thing to another, but I fear I'm not going to be able to do that. Something I'm looking forward to doing is at some point looking at, I'm not going to do it today, looking at the folks who want to represent you in the United States Senate, filling the seat held currently by Patrick Toomey. And on the Republican side, it just keeps growing. There, I think there are 12 people. The one with the biggest name recognition is Dr. Oz. And there were people who assumed that, you know, in these days, a reality star, someone who people know, jumping into a race, well, he can do it. I mean, we elected a president like that. But I don't think he's the guy, even for these Republicans. First of all, even they don't like the fact that he clearly doesn't live here, doesn't even know how to pronounce place names. It's offensive. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, and I mean no disrespect to Muslims, but isn't he Muslim? It just seems like a really strange fit for the current iteration of the grand old party. Anyway, I don't see Dr. Oz doing it. It'll be somebody cleaner. And there's a guy named Dave McCormick you got to keep your eye on. Yeah. Scary, because presentable and, you know, last scene was not suggesting, you know, snake oil on national television and stuff like that. There's a guy named Dave McCormick. Want to know more about him. And then a woman we love to dislike decades ago, I think, Melissa Hart, or as John McIntyre always referred to her as, Malicious Hart, which was perfect. So Malicious Hart, who served in the Congress, I don't know, for what, six years maybe, has decided that this looks like something that she could win. And she, I think, is making a pretty smart calculation, because she stands out by virtue of the fact that she doesn't have a penis. So that's on the one side. And then, of course, on the Democratic side, you've got, you know, an extraordinary race looming with Fetterman and Lamb. I think it's down to those two, but I don't mean to be disrespectful to others in the race like Kenyatta and I forget her name. Because anyway, this will be the premiere. This will be the one. God help us all. You're not going to be able to watch television or listen to the radio for months before this election, because the amount of money that will be poured in for political advertising into this race for the U.S. Senate is going to be, well, as it often is, obscene. But I'll tell you, the TV network stations, you know, all the television stations here in Pennsylvania and radio stations, less so, but still there, are licking their chops. Man, they're going to be making money. It's that great old system that we have in this country where our democracy figures out ways to enrich corporations, no matter what we're doing. they'll get rich. Barbara says she knows nothing about football, but she just found out that Ben Roethlisberger has been blessed by the good Lord. Well, that's what he says. I think, I don't know that he's talking to the Lord like Metcalf, but he's, I think he would credit Christianity with helping to pull him out of the wrong path he was on as a young man. And that is, if you're willing to believe how he has presented himself since his troubles of his early years, where he was a jerk rapist, I guess, put too fine a point on it. And you know, he just happened to be blessed by the Lord for being a hell of a quarterback. And so even the women of Pittsburgh, generally speaking, gave him a pass. I don't know. And you know what? Not big on my list of things I got to care about. I hope he did turn it around. I hope he seems to have a stab. Who the hell? We don't know. I don't know him. You don't know him. I know people who know him, but even they don't know him. Only God knows what's in his heart. I never heard of this guy, but dear Lord in heaven, this kind of thing is getting getting to the point where I'm reading something like this almost every other day, which does not bode well for the future. This has to do with a guy who has been drummed out of the company that he co-founded. Kind of, you know, friggin' software, property management software company. I don't understand what anybody does anymore. You know, say, if you ask somebody, what do you do? And they'll tell you something, and, you know, it's like they might as well be speaking Swahili. I don't have a clue. I know people who they don't even know what their sons-in-law do, you know, or, well, he's in something I can't. Well, I mean, I think it's a, you know, it's a problem we all know. Anyway, this guy's in Utah. Company's worth like $1 billion. And he sent out an email yesterday or the day before. And I'll just look for some of the. I mean, you got to figure this guy. Okay. He's got to be educated, right? He's educated. He's rich. The company is called Entrata. Anyway, this brilliant guy, his name is Dave Bateman. He sent this out. I believe there is a sadistic effort underway to euthanize the American people. I believe the Jews are behind this. Whoa! So here's a guy who is still enough in his right mind that he's able to found and grow a major business up so that, you know, millions upon millions, hundreds of millions, $1 billion worth of and this guy says he thinks the Jews are trying to kill the American people. Euthanize, that would mean kill. I believe there's a sadistic effort underway to euthanize the American people. I believe the Jews are behind this. And then, of course, all hell broke loose. And so he got asked questions by local reporters. And he did confirm, yes, I did send that email. And he said he wanted to make clear that he has nothing but love for the Jewish people. Oh, I'm feeling that love. I'm feeling that love, Mr. Bateman, as I work to euthanize a few hundred more of your kind. And then he went there. He said, some of my closest friends are Jews. But, doubling down, he says, but I fear billions of people around the globe right now are being exterminated. Yep. So he thinks the Jews are behind the pandemic. And he goes on. You want more from this genius? I believe the pandemic and systematic extermination. Listen, when it comes to systematic extermination, Bateman, it's Jews who have been on the receiving end of it, not on the cause end. What was the word I was looking for there? I believe the pandemic and systematic extermination of billions of people will lead to an effort to consolidate all the countries in the world under a single flag with totalitarian rule. Yeah, that's it. And it's the Jews. And it's the Jews. I pray that I'm wrong on this. These guys are always praying. I pray that I'm wrong on this. Utah has got to stop the vaccination drive. I guess he thinks the vaccine's killing us, right? Warn your employees. Warn your friends. So he's, just so you understand, he thinks Jews made the vaccine, and the vaccine is intended to weaken the immune systems of people who have it, and that will kill off billions, and we're seeing that. And then, just to add a dollop on top of this bunch of excrement, he says this. For 300 years, well, that's since the 1700s, right? Yeah. For 300 years, Jews have been trying to infiltrate the Catholic Church and place a Jew overtly at the top. Jewish Pope. But, you know, when I read that, I thought, who's going to tell him? Who's going to tell this poor billionaire? That it is a Jew that is at the very top of the Catholic Church. I think I mentioned his name before. Jesus of Nazareth. So, I mean, that's been a done deal since day one. Bateman. So, of course, the company, I would love to be in the room when they try to write one of these statements. The chief executive of Entrata condemned Bateman's email and said they did not reflect the values of the company. I always love hearing about the values of these companies. We know what the values of every company is. Make more money. But here's the statement they came up with. To be absolutely clear, we at Entrata firmly condemn anti-Semitism in any and all forms. For those who have seen and been offended or disturbed by the content of Dave's email, we understand. We share your disappointment. So, I don't know. He's been sort of moved, pushed aside. However, he remains the largest shareholder in the company. Oh, man. So apparently, Bateman's statements are, I mean, this idea is just running rampant through the white supremacist, neo-Nazi, social media universe. And you got to believe that a lot of people believe this. A lot of people believe this. All right, man, it's like a golden oldie. Never loses its appeal. Again, this is the primitive aspect of humans. This, when they feel afraid. There are stories that immediately resonate, and one of them that has worked for frightened people in the world through many plagues and pandemics and terrible times is that it's the Jews. It's just amazing what a, well, in the news business, we called it evergreen. Any story that, you know, you could write because you've had to write it every year for, it's called an evergreen. Always there. All right, I will move on. I'm sorry. I've been ignoring. Oh, my God. And Clarence is on the line? Cool. Clarence, are you still there? Or have you given up?
I never give up. I actually was on the line. Yeah, no, I was actually on the line yesterday until you turned off the show. I said, okay, I can hang up now. The show's over.
I'm sorry.
No biggie. I told you one of my things is, what is it? High standards, low expectations. My feelings don't get hurt. You know, you got a show to do. You know, you and Susan were talking about something. If you don't look down, that's cool.
No,
you
know, I don't look down.
If I'm in, that's called reality. Yeah, it's just a reality. So I face those things. And as you were talking about this Bateman guy, I know you were moving on, but I was on while you were talking about him. First thing I thought was Henry Ford, you know.
Yeah.
And then I thought one of these things. I'm putting it on a T-shirt at some point. Making a lot of money doesn't mean you make a lot of sense.
No.
Yeah,
no, just because, you know, but people do think that. If somebody
has been successful,
they assume that they're like an oracle, you know, that what comes out of their mouths is always worth hearing.
And that's why I tell people that people don't, they say, you know, like these mega churches are a good example that they're worshiping, you know, Jesus. No, they're not. They're worshiping money. People worship money. It's a god. You know, and this is a prime example of it. The guy made a lot of money doing something with tech. Just because he knows about tech doesn't mean that he's, you know, or just because he went to Harvard or Oxford doesn't mean that he's some type of socially aware or genius. Really good at whatever thing he
does.
At
what he did.
Yeah. But people don't see that. They say, wow, he made a lot of money. Capitalism is now a religion. It's a religion. And by the way, whoever the smart, maybe Dr. Oz, whoever's running for a Republican seat just got a hell of a donor. hell of a seat anywhere. They got one hell of a donor. You know, this guy's going to be pumping money into politics like crazy.
Yeah, he's trying to save the world.
Yeah.
I mean, if not now, when?
Yeah. You know, and here's the spin I like, you know, because, you know, the company says this about him and, you know, we don't agree with this and it's going to come up on the news. And now the Jewish-run media is doing this. There's no way out. There is no way out. Jewish-run Hollywood is doing this. When you hear the word, you know, the media or Hollywood, I tell people, those are core words for Jews. That's what that is.
Those are words for Jews.
So
in New York. Anybody who says, you know, these New Yorkers, that's Jews.
Those
Wall Street Jews, media Jews, Hollywood Jews.
Jews, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how easily people fall for that. Even people who don't think, you know, they're looking for a scapegoat or a way out of their fear. So they'll say the government, the media, you know, this, you know, all these conspiracies. There's always a conspiracy. And when you try to tell them, that's ridiculous. I talked to somebody who I would never think, you know, wouldn't be like not vaccinated because, you know, the government. They're like, yeah, they're like, really? I say, well, what part of the government? You know, the White House? You know, state government? What government you talk? What are the government? You know how many people are in government? Do you know how many? I say, which government? Britain, Canada, India, China? You know, they're all taking this crap. Who are you talking about? And they just say, well, you just don't understand. No, I understand. I understand that you're afraid and then looking for some kind of scapegoat. I said, if this vaccine was some type of poison and billions of people have taken it, you know, where are all these dead people? Where are they? I said, there's a lot of dead people who didn't take the vaccine.
Didn't take the vaccine. that's true. Well, that's what the Jewish media is telling us, so we can discount that. You know, once people decide to let go of reality, there's no way to pull
them
back.
You can't break. I said, I want the next COVID to be the Clarence COVID. So if you're vaccinated and you catch and you cough somebody in the face who isn't vaccinated, they just fall over. They can't spread it. They just fall over right there. So that, because I said that joke at a friend's house yesterday, and the kids started laughing, and they said, I said, believe me, I said, I'm kidding, but there is no other way. I said, there's no other way. They double down. If you facts and data don't matter, so you can't use that. And
that's right.
How can you reason with somebody who doesn't trust reason or doesn't believe in reason? What do you do? There's no way. There's nothing to do. Like I just said at the beginning, I don't give up, but I gave up. There's nothing you can do.
No, it's a waste.
And wait.
Yeah, right. Sit back and I don't know. Wait for what?
Yeah.
Hey, Clarence.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling 2 days in a row. I appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what were you calling about yesterday?
I can't remember.
It wouldn't have been that.
I know what it was. You guys were talking about, you know, black people with traffic stuff, you know. And I just was it's like, oh, yeah. Welcome to my world. I mean, this is what's
new. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's got to be a good thing, that the cops will have that little trick taken from them. Not that they won't come up with others, but
I was just saying, they'll just come up with some other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm old now and drive a minivan, so I don't get pulled over. When I was young in a Cadillac, I was pulled over like every 3 seconds.
Oh, sure.
So.
Hey, thanks.
You're
Happy
welcome.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Another call. I'm told I have another caller, Kurt. Yeah.
Hey, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you were talking about Christianity, and what always amazes me about Christians, to be Christians, what aren't really Christians, but they talk about Jesus and that, but it's amazing how they get that Jesus didn't come along till way later after somebody did worship a god or gods, But that was all, well, that's not true. We'll forget about those people, what they believe. We have the true religion here. This is the real deal. That religion before that, what did they believe or worshiped? That don't matter. But that always gets me, too. It's like, let's forget about what happened before. And that happened way back, way before Jesus came along. And that's why.
Well, it's really like, you know, the marketers of Madison Avenue will tell you that you know, they're always saying that something is new and improved. Right? This is better than the last stuff we were selling you. This one is new and improved. It's the same kind of thing. There is no doubt that the New Testament God is a nicer guy than the Old Testament God and would be an easy sell. Easy sell to say, what do you want that angry old guy who like is killing you left and right and turning you into pillars of salt and comes up with all these horrors? And why wouldn't you go with this guy who just is preaching love and feeding people? And sure. And we'll get the Old Testament doesn't have it doesn't have a chance against the new and improved.
Word worship, like a church will say, come to the day of worship. You can honor something, respect it, but worship, that close to the devil to me. I don't think you should worship anything. Respect it and honor it and love it, but worship is just, I don't like that. And that's why I don't really like religion.
Okay.
I don't believe
okay.
all that. But
that's interesting.
Is, yes. That worship, I don't.
Well, that's interesting that word, you know, obviously you've thought about it and you think, no, I'm not going to worship anything. I will respect it. I forgot the other word you used,
honor.
But that's a honor. But that's a,
and
that's
love.
An interesting, yeah, okay. I think that's a very interesting distinction you make.
Yes.
I do.
And
thank you.
Another thing is, this before, I don't like to bring up religion so much, but it's hard to, when you read about some of the things in the Bible, someone does something, God does something in there, but he tells you not to do it. I'm going to kill these people here because these are people who aren't no damn good. These certain people they picked in the Bible, you see they're bad people. They're not Christians or whatever they are, or wasn't Christian, but back then, whatever thing they were. But you don't do that. I don't. It's kind of like, that don't even pass the smell test. You know what I mean? It's like, don't do what I say, but don't do what I do.
I hear you. Okay.
It's
well, look, I know.
And I don't
know
like to get into this religion thing, but it's gotten so front and center with these damn Republicans with their religion who are the furthest thing from religion. Like you said.
Well, that's true. No, they are. Yeah, they are. It's a horrible, horrible exploitation and abasement of what Jesus was attempting, if I know anything. Anyway, thank you. I got another caller I want to get to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's all right. It's okay. Bye. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Bye.
Hello. Hello.
This is Kurt this time.
Hi. Hi.
You got two-day in a row callers in a row.
I know.
Now, you started out this morning with how things aren't going right, and I was thinking there were two things in the paper today that sort of reassured me that sometimes the world works the way I think it should.
Oh, good. What were they?
Well, one was the Theranos woman got convicted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, for some reason, that didn't capture the news attention. She was way back on page 3. But,
yeah.
And that was a weird sort of case. I mean, she claimed, like, sexual abuse and harassment was the cause of all that. And I don't know. It was a very bizarre
case. No, you listen. You go with whatever you're going to, you know, they threw everything they could. She was a grifter.
I mean, it was so obvious.
Yeah.
It's a scam. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how do you excuse that with anything. But and the other was the Nirvana baby guy lost his case.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know how many people know about this, but Nirvana. How old is that album?
Oh, geez. It seems to me that was when I was in college, so the 80s.
Okay, so there was this album cover by, Nirvana, and it had a baby, right? It's an the cover is a naked little baby.
Yeah, it had a little baby swimming in a swimming pool, chasing after a dollar bill, and you could see the baby.
That's right.
Wow. So, yeah, the baby was completely underwater. I guess he learned how to swim at an early age.
Well, I remember reading somewhere that they were throwing babies into the water to see if they could get a number of babies died for that cover. I want you to know, but what happened is that years and years and years later, the baby grew up, and he sued, right?
Right. Yeah, he sued. Yeah, I guess his father
His genitalia had been, put out there.
He claimed it was child porn and he'd been psychologically damaged by the whole thing. Yeah.
But who would even know who he was? He's the one who brought attention to that's my little penis. I mean, who would know who that baby was?
He's the one I think.
Okay.
Pretty pockets on it, but
well, sure, sure.
That's my personal bias. Is what he was really doing, but it seems to me, reading more about it, I think that photographer actually was dealing in child porn, but pockets, and dad sold the pictures for like $200, and dad wasn't the greatest guy, so there was a little more to it, but the Nirvana piece was perfectly innocent and legit and contracted, so he didn't really have much of a leg to stand on with them.
But yeah. No, you're right. So stories like the Theranos, Holmes, and even this, nothing stays anymore because there's just so much going on that we're immediately distracted by something new, right?
Yeah. We got COVID and... let's go, Brandon. And what else is in the news? I guess fired. But, yeah, we can't. I don't know. No.
The other good news was Daryl Metcalf.
There you go. Yeah, that's good news, too. Yep. So yeah. There's three.
There you go. So there.
Cheer up a little.
Hey, I'm happy. What's wrong with you? I'm fine.
Bad things are happening to bad people.
Yeah. I'm a happy-go-lucky gal. Hey, Kurt, say thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's some good news. The December jobs report has come out, and guess what? The people who are supposed to know this stuff said, well, we think that the economy would produce about 400,000 new jobs in December. They were wrong. More than 800,000 private sector jobs were added just last month. This is so odd. This sort of booming economy. And then that next to these huge numbers of people quitting their jobs because they hate the job, it never paid much, and they know that there's other jobs that are being created left, right, and center, and they got a shot at something better. So this, in that respect, this is, again, good news. And if you were to listen to Republicans, they would tell you our economy is in the toilet. They can only focus on the inflation, which, you don't want. But my guess is that is a transitory thing as well. I don't know. Anyway, so there's some good news. And here's some good news. I hate to mention his name, but he was going to have this big press conference tomorrow, showing how totally out of it he is. He was going to, on January 6th, hold a press conference, and his intent was to double down on the big lie that he had in fact won, that the election had been stolen from him. He was going to, on the first anniversary of that attempted insurrection, he was going to do that. And I remember thinking, oh, wow. Wow. He ain't doing it. And you see the statement he put out? Lest you forget what the President of the United States used to sound like. Here he is, Donald Trump. In light of the total bias and dishonesty of the January 6th unselect committee of Democrats, two failed Republicans, and the fake news media, I am canceling the January 6th press conference at Mar-a-Lago and instead will discuss many of those important topics at my rally on Saturday, January 15th in Arizona. It will be a big crowd! Exclamation point. I guess the other thing that I can't figure is how do the people who support him not see the craziness, not see the it's just beyond me that if you were looking for this big daddy, as I was talking about at the beginning of the show, somebody to save you, that this clown would be who you decided was your messiah. This is the guy. It's that for I cannot. Well, you can tell Anyway, he backed off because all the people around him told him, don't do this, because of the January 6th commission and the fact that the noose is tightening and the information is coming in. And all he would have been doing is it's like, you know, a lawyer would tell somebody who's been indicted or something, don't say a word. Don't talk to the media. And now he's got people around him saying, you can't just shut the fuck up. So I'm sure the Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief, unfortunately. That the Donald has decided not to go there. And lest we forget, I have one other thing I want to throw in before our time is up. Sorry, I just saw the breaking news. It's just horrible. Some fire in Philly in a row house, 13 dead. God almighty. That's what I mean by this. You know, people at some point can't take it anymore. They can't take it anymore. But I wanted to share this with you. Melania Trump is auctioning off. I don't know if you saw it. She's auctioning off. Now, when the former first lady starts auctioning off her clothes, you got to wonder how nervous are they about making money? I mean, his businesses are under investigation and in the tank. He has gotten the Republican National Committee to pay his legal bills. I don't think the guy's got any money. So Melania is starting to go through her closet and see, I wonder if this could make some money. And she's auctioning off the hat she wore when she met French President Macron, and she's autographed it as well. I'm sure we all remember that hat, right? Wrong. unbelievable. And she does say, because she knows that people like me will, you know, make fun of her auctioning off her undies coming next, that a portion, and here I've got it, it's right here from her Twitter account, a portion of the proceeds will support children. Anybody want to bet what that portion would be? You think 0.00001% of whatever she manages to rake in for the hat? Grifters. Grifters to the right of me. Grifters to the left. Here I am. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Not here. I'm leaving. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. I got to check up on my friend. Damn. Talk to you tomorrow.
Lynn Cullen Live, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and archived at pghcitypaper.com. The opinions expressed on Lynn Cullen Live are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of Pittsburgh City Paper or its advertisers.